Test 4. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now, turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a man and a woman about applying for sports club membership. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, how can I help you?
Yes, I've just moved to the area and I would like to become a member of your sports centre. I am keen on playing sports and this place seems ideal.
Sure, I just need to get a few details. It won't take long.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm in a bit of a rush.
Okay. I will try to do it quickly for you. What's your name, please?
My name is Jesse Pepper.
The customer's name is Jesse, so B has been written as the answer. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, how can I help you?
Yes, I've just moved to the area. And I would like to become a member of your sports centre. I am keen on playing sports, and this place seems ideal.
Sure, I just need to get a few details. It won't take long.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm in a bit of a rush.
Okay, I will try to do it quickly for you. What's your name, please?
My name is Jesse Pepper.
Thank you, and how do you spell your family name?
It's Pepper. That's P-E-P-P-E-R, just like salt and pepper.
Thank you. And can you tell me your contact phone number, please?
Yes, sure. It is 09-007-401440.
Okay. 09-007-401440. And do you have an email address?
Oh, yes, sure. It's hotpepper@hotmail.com.
And may I ask where you are working?
Yes, sure. I am running my own business, so I work from my home.
Oh, lucky you. It must be great to work at home.
It has its benefits, but it's not always easy to stay focused with so many distractions around.
Okay, so what's your favourite sport?
I like to watch football on the telly, but the key reason I want to join the centre is for swimming.
And how often do you think you will go swimming?
Gosh, I don't really know. My friend comes 4 times a week, but you know I'll come at least 2 times a week.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
What other facilities are you likely to use?
Well, I plan to hit the gym a few times a week. It's another reason I'm keen on joining your centre. I do like to work out. Oh, and I am a big fan of spa pools, so I will use that quite often.
And what is it that you like most about this sports centre's location?
Well, I like the large facilities, but what really attracted me about the location of this centre is that it is very close to my mother's home. This is very important to me because I like to visit my sick mother every day.
Wow, your mum is lucky.
Well, we only have one mum.
Yes, okay, well that's about it. And how would you like to pay the monthly membership fees?
Oh, I'd like to charge it to my Visa card, if that's okay.
Yes, sure. And just so you know, we have a 4% surcharge on credit card payments.
No problems. That's fine.
Another thing, we have parking behind this office, and it is free because you have a membership card.
That's great news, because I will be driving here. My registration is PB1440. That's PB1440.
Okay, last question. Who is your card insured with?
Oh, I'm with Pacific Health.
Great, that's everything. I hope you will enjoy coming here.
Thanks for your help. You have been wonderful.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Section 2. You will hear a talk about Brisbane. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Fitting with today's theme of great holiday destinations, I'd like to describe my hometown of Brisbane. Brisbane is the third biggest city in Australia, population-wise after Sydney and Melbourne. It is the fastest growing city in Australia, with a population of around 2.3 million people. Brisbane used to be known as a sleepy city with nothing much to do, as it had monotonous nightlife and limited cultural or culinary sophistication compared to its bigger and bolder southern rivals of Sydney and Melbourne. However, this is unfair, as Brisbane is now a progressive and modern city. This can be seen by the number of new high-rise buildings dotting the skyline and the vibrant nightlife that has sprung up over the last several decades. Brisbane is known for its laid-back lifestyle and easygoing people. Its long, hot, stifling summers, its beautiful all-timber Queenslander-style homes in the suburbs. And even though Brisbane doesn't have beaches close to its CBD, it more than makes up for it because of its close proximity to some of Australia's best beach destinations, such as the Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast, both less than an hour and a half away by car. This is an important aspect of living in Brisbane, as it is very common between the months of September and April each year for Brisbaneites to work in Brisbane during the week and then head down to the Gold Coast on Friday evenings and spend the weekends at the beach. One of the main advantages of living in Brisbane is its subtropical climate. So even in the middle of winter, it is still quite warm. It's common to see people walking around in shorts and a t-shirt even in the coldest months of July and August. The disadvantages are without doubt Brisbane's sweltering humid days in summer, which is often broken by a late afternoon heavy downpour and thunderstorms. Because of the heat and high rainfall throughout the year, there is a constant mosquito problem.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Recently, some friends came to visit me in my hometown of Brisbane, and I decided to show them around Brisbane's South Bank area, which is a multi-purpose entertainment, retail and dining site. We took a train and got off at South Brisbane train station, Upon exiting the station, we could see the Queensland Performing Arts Centre in front of us on Grey Street. The Performing Arts Centre hosts a variety of entertainment events, from operas to rock music concerts. We then took the first left onto Russell Street, and then the first right onto a winding path. Our first stop on this path was the Nepalese Pagoda. This structure is made entirely of thousands of carefully handcrafted pieces of wood. On the second floor there is a tea house, so we decided to have a herbal tea while overlooking the Brisbane River. After our tea break, we then proceeded along the winding path, past the Queensland Conservatorium and Suncorp Plaza on our right, and the Riverside restaurants on our left. We eventually came across a place called the Central Cafes, where we decided to stop off for a bite to eat. While enjoying delicious and reasonably priced food, we had a great view of the Brisbane River. After about an hour, we decided to proceed down the winding path and we saw a beautiful clear lagoon. This is a place called Streets Beach, which was formerly known as Kodak Beach. It has glistening white sand and is still Australia's only man-made urban beach. It was such a hot day, we decided to go for a quick dip in the lagoon to cool off.
That is the end of section two. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Section 3. You will hear a news story on banning smoking in public places. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 24.
In Britain, the idea of segregating smokers and non-smokers was tried in a few pubs without much success. The smokers complained about discrimination and finally won the fight to allow them to blow smoke over whomever they pleased. Although it's not the act of exhaling smoke in crowds which really concerns pollution buffs, it's the side stream from the end of the cigarette which concerns non-smokers. But would smokers here support the idea of having rooms or bars to themselves? Already, buses and other forms of public transport carry smokers and non-smokers in separate spaces, so segregation supporters can't see any reason why this idea should not be extended to include other public areas, such as restaurants and hotels.
I agree with those who say there are four great epidemics in the Western world today. One is tobacco addiction, another is obesity, another is unwanted pregnancy, and a fourth is road accidents.
Dr. Earl Hackett is chairman of the Anti-Cancer Foundation's Scientific Advisory Committee. Does he think legislation would help control where and when people smoked?
You can't legislate for good manners. You can only bring this about, I suppose, by being well-mannered yourself in the first place, because you can't beat people into good manners either. But insofar as on the Anti-Cancer Foundation we're concerned about smoking, we certainly support the views of non-smokers who don't like people smoking right close to them in an ill-considered way. But you couldn't possibly legislate to change.
Well, you could suggest. You could suggest, though. Do you think, are smokers the sort of people who would follow that suggestion if a sign said in a bar, no smoking in this bar?
Well, I think smokers pay less and less attention to non-smoking signs. I see people in public transport in non-smoking seats or non-smoking carriages smoking, they pay no attention to it. I think smokers should realize that non-smokers hope that that convention will be obeyed when they go and sit in a non-smoking area. You can ask in an aeroplane these days whether you can have a seat in a non-smoking area, and I often do that, but inevitably someone sits down beside me and smokes.
So already the system isn't working all that effectively, and ideas to extend the scheme are probably nothing more than a pipe dream. But smokers could help with a little consideration. As Dr. Hackett says, you can't legislate for good manners.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
In 5 minutes, we will no longer be able to smoke cigarettes in a licensed area in Victoria.
City revelers had mixed emotions about the end of going out for a drink and a social smoke.
I think that, like, for 1 month, everyone is going to be in shock, and then we're all going to rejoice in smoke-free areas.
Bar managers now have a nervous wait before them to see how the ban affects business. But venues with outdoor areas for smokers are focusing on the positive side.
We have 14 staff here and only one staff member smokes. So I think they're going to be really, really, really happy.
Bar staff reported a good level of awareness among patrons about the change. However, some say it's unclear how councils plan to enforce the new law.
It's really vague. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what kind of subsidies we're getting for our ashtrays and for our outdoor renovations. All we know is that we have to stop people from smoking.
Those who break the law face a $110 fine. The Department of Human Services says there were no reports of fines being issued overnight.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Section 4. You will hear a presentation. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Fear, anger, hate, and sadness. These are four emotions that can affect how we think and how we act. When we are under pressure, mental or physical, our emotions are even more difficult to control. But what if there was a quick and easy plan for dealing with your emotions every time you faced a stressful situation? Well, there may be such a plan. And it involves a grammatical term, third person singular. Teachers use this term when talking about verbs and the form they take with the third person pronouns he, she, or it. Now, an American researcher thinks he may have found a way to help control stress. Talk to yourself in the third person. Jason Moser is a clinical psychologist and neuroscientist. He serves as an associate professor of psychology at Michigan State University. Moser says that talking to yourself in the third person seems to put a kind of psychological distance between you and your emotions. He thinks this distance is all some people need to control how they react to stress. Talking to yourself in the third person is like giving yourself advice. Moser uses himself in an example. He does not like flying, but he must fly often for his work. So when he is feeling nervous or afraid during a flight, he talks to himself, only silently. Moser admits that talking out loud to yourself could look and sound strange to other people. So he suggests using your brain and holding that discussion inside your head. Thinking through that dialogue enables you to use this strategy anytime, anywhere. Moser's research came from his desire, as a mental health expert, to help patients. Moser felt helpless when his patients were unable to use strategies he would suggest to them. He wanted to find a method that people could use easily to control their emotions. Moser says that simply telling people suffering from depression to think differently is not enough. Brain imaging tests show that it takes great effort for these people to change their way of thinking. Moser performed two experiments with other researchers at Michigan State University and psychologists at the University of Michigan. He says they used two kinds of stimuli, and they looked at brain activity in the participants using two different imaging techniques. In the first study, Moser and his team showed the test subjects troubling pictures. They asked them to think about the pictures using either first-person pronouns or third-person self-talk. Then the researchers examined the brain activity of both groups using an electroencephalogram, or EEG. This is a test that recognizes electrical activity in a person's brain. In the second study, researchers asked the subjects to think of difficult memories, again using first-person pronouns or third-person self-talk. But this time, they looked at the brain activity with a different kind of technology, fMRI. Moser says that in both studies, the subjects who used third-person self-talk had a big reduction of emotional response in brainwave activity. The two tests also showed that these participants did not experience higher activity in other parts of the brain.
That is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet. That is the end of the listening test.